Boy, I could have just beat myself. Me wonder how me could have so careless.
What happened to you now, ma? You are go crazy a day a chat to yourself?
No, man. It's a little jam me in. And me a try to figure out how me go get myself out of it.
So is anything that me can help you with, tell me.
Me go shopping for Jody them book round at the corner of the new bookstore. And one of the book is the wrong one me buy. But them no want to change it. Because me no have me receipt for show see a them me buy.
Mercy, ma. Then how you make that reach you? What you do with the receipt?
Then not that me they a rock me mind with joy. Me just can't remember getting one from the cashier at all. All me have is the plastic bag with the bookstore name pan for sure. And them said that is not enough proof. And you know the worst thing is that is from last week me buy the book, you know. And it's only now me decide to check pan the book. Boy, I tell you, I could have beat myself.
I would have beat you too. Seem like you're in a tight spot, you know. Believe me. And you can't blame me people them if you don't want to take it back without a receipt. Me and your friend, but me have to tell you, you should have shopped more careful.
Joy is so right. And it's for reasons such as this that the Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC, is urging consumers to be more discriminating and vigilant when making purchases. Communications specialist at the Commission, Dorothy Campbell, is encouraging shoppers to get value for their money, demand receipts, and ask about store policy as it relates to exchange, refund, and warranty.
Parents should remember that while they're engaging in all these activities, getting their medical done, paying for registration, paying tuition fees, buying school supplies, that no matter how pressured you are, take the time, pause, and check your receipt.
A consumer should always bear in mind that the receipt serves as proof that an item was purchased and is critical in the process if the need arises for them to seek redress.
Myrna, you see why you really don't have a case? You see why the plastic bag with the bookstore thing can't help you in this case? Joy, me really upset that them don't want to take back the book, you know. But truth be told, me really have to blame myself.
Make sure your receipts reflect exactly what you have bought, the description of the item, how many of the item you have bought, and the unit price, or what you may refer to as what you pay for each item. So that when there is a problem, you have your receipt to take back to the store to get a replacement or an exchange or a refund.
In terms of electronic items such as tablets and laptops, the CAC is advising that consumers have an expert accompany them to make the purchase. Consumers should also ensure that they receive a warranty that indicates not just the time frame, but exactly what is covered. The matter of the refund and return of items, Ms. Campbell is also advising that consumers be vigilant and find out the policy of stores as it relates to returns, as there are provisions under the Consumer Protection Act that allow persons to return items and be refunded in the event something goes wrong. She cautions consumers to ensure that items being returned are in the same conditions that they were received and that receipts are provided as proof of purchase.
But what if the store don't deal with them sort of things? Me dear, to how some store owners stay, once they left the store with them things, them not take it back.
If that store does not receive return items for exchange or refund, take your money elsewhere. Because a good merchant is going to want to satisfy his customer and who has a legitimate reason for exchanging or replacing an item.
Communication specialist at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dorothy Campbell. The Consumer Affairs Commission wants consumers to know their rights and think about their economic well-being so that they get the best quality items and value for their money.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.